Well, John, it's the wild, wild west at the Interior Department. When Ken Salazar was appointed as Secretary of the Department of Interior, he walked into a thicket of loosened environmental regulations, not to mention some sex and drugs for good measure, believe it or not. Although most in the Obama administration are trying to turn the page on the legacy of the predecessors, the Bush administration, Ken Salazar may be the first in the Obama cabinet to initiate prosecutions of his predecessors.
This is all the, like, they're hanging out with the people from the oil and gas industry.
That's exactly what this is. Tim Dickinson is contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine. He has the story. Tim, what is Ken Salazar doing differently than the rest of the cabinet?
The news here is that Salazar, unlike many of his colleagues who seem determined to turn the page, has actually referred several people over to the Justice Department for criminal prosecution. He's undergoing a top-to-bottom investigation of what happened over the Bush years, trying to make sure that they know the extent of the mess before they try and clean it up. And so Salazar is a former prosecutor, and his right-hand man is also a former attorney general of Colorado. And so they have referred people not only from the Mineral Management Service, but others. Salazar was fairly circumspect about who had been referred for prosecution, but was clear that this was not limited just to the Mineral Management Service.
Tim, can you first go back a little bit and paint a picture for us what the Interior Department and their collection agency, the MMS, was like under the Bush administration? What were they up to?
Well, the top auditor of the MMS told me that the oil companies were essentially running the show under the Bush years. I mean, in a quieter geopolitical time, we would be talking about the manifold scandals at the Interior Department, like a new Teapot Dome scandal. I mean, these are really a transfer of billions of dollars worth of taxpayer wealth to the oil companies, a very systematic and sort of criminal way that really could have rivaled anything that shook the Warren G. Harding administration. So essentially, the Mineral Management Service is the collection arm of the Interior Department. They take they lease oil and gas holdings to the oil companies,
and they collect the royalties, right? They're supposed to
collect
the royalties.
Yeah, but under the Bush administration, that happened at a much diminished rate. They were always seeking ways to give royalty relief to the oil companies, and so in the most egregious scandal, there had been a mix-up. Congress had wanted to incentivize oil drilling in the deep Gulf waters, and so they had said, we're going to give you royalty relief. We're going to not collect royalties as long as oil stays below $35 a barrel. But what happened under the Clinton administration, the late Clinton administration, was that there had been some contracts that failed to include that kicker, and the Bush administration found out about it, but then they decided to do nothing about it. And once it became public in 2006, thanks to an expose by the New York Times, the Bush administration worked very closely with its allies in Congress to block a congressional fix to this problem. And then to make matters worse, a judge a couple years ago decided that because of the inequities in the way that these contracts had been written, in fact, they would have no royalty collection for all of the deep water drilling in the Gulf.
And then, of course, there's the additional layer of this, which was the personal behavior of employees at the MMS with the people that they were supposed to be regulating. How does that tie into the unpaid royalties?
Well, there was a culture of promiscuity, as the Inspector General of the Interior Department called it, where the people who were supposed to be contracting with the oil companies, it's a bit complicated. This is a separate office in the MMS, which is the Royalty in Kind Office, which is another favor set up for the oil companies in which they were able to pay their royalties not in cash but in crude or in natural gas. But in part of the sweetheart deal, they were then contracted. The federal government paid them to move the oil around. So these people were supposed to be negotiating hard-nosed contracts with the oil companies to get a good deal on moving and processing and refining the oil that was being delivered as a royalty. But instead, the employees were having sex and doing drugs and engaging in a sort of a comic book culture of corruption and promiscuity with these people.
Well, let me ask you, what other cultural shifts can we expect with Salazar at the helm of the Department of Interior, looking back on Bush policies? A lot of the people in the environmental community were not excited about his appointment because of his attitudes on drilling and endangered species. Are we looking at a lot of further ideological shifts, do you think, between the Bush and Obama years?
I think that people who are looking for a sea change are going to be disappointed. I think the culture of criminality is clearly going to change, and I think it's that sort of behavior is just not going to be tolerated. But there was a drilling and leasing of land at a rapacious clip under the Bush administration. They leased off of federal lands the size of an area the size of Kentucky, and only half of that has actually been under drilling right now. And there's something like 10,000 drilling permits in the pipeline. So the Obama administration could not lease another acre, and we could have another 6 years of development going on at the pace that it has been going on. But of course, they in fact are aggressively leasing more land to the oil interests. So they've pulled back on some of the most controversial leases around the Utah parks, and Salazar has some specific. There was some oil shale leasing that's been slowed down, stuff that was going on in Colorado that was causing a lot of sturm und drang among Westerners and environmentalists. But he's sort of an old West boot and buckle guy, and so I think there's some proper skepticism about how far he's going to go, and honestly, in this climate where there is so much to do, and so much political capital be spent elsewhere cleaning up other problems, how much attention and how much political capital can Obama really afford to spend on a department that most people don't give a whole lot of thought to?
All right, Tim, thanks. Tim Dickinson is contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine. His story, Obama's Sheriff, on Interior Secretary Ken Salazar's effort to prosecute his predecessors in the Bush administration, is on newsstands now.